Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. Hey, it's the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up.
It's late. Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
wake
this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody. I said one, two, three.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Woo. Yeah. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Wednesday afternoon. It's hump day, all that stupid shit. And it's a special day because whenever we do a Wednesday show, it's a bonus show sponsored by Viagra. In the studio is my normal Monday co-host, Jen Hellman's here.
Hi, guys. And by the way, who was that? Nico is not a rat. He's a bat. He is little bat boy.
Little Nico, also
little
sitting
bat boy.
In.
He's not a rat.
On co-host and a special guest in the studio, Dean Napolitano.
Yes, hello.
Who's our headliner?
Hello.
Who's our headliner tonight at Tavolino's? Jen's going to be featuring, as well as our special guest Sean G is in from LA. It's going to be a great show, man. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, this I don't know Sean. I don't.
You never met Sean?
I don't think so.
All these times in comedy, you guys.
I know.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I don't think I have.
Like we've met.
Oh yeah.
Right.
But we don't work. Yeah, we of course. But we haven't worked in lately, a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, I just finally got back into bonkers. That's right. Where you know, I had like a
exiled.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
And a sabbatical.
And it wasn't like I you know I did something or you know what I mean. It was just I don't know.
People get exiled once in a while.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And it's funny because I give them a lot of credit because bonkers got me started. I mean,
yeah.
I wasn't getting work from the improv. So I started featuring for Bonkers and Groucho's and other, you know, Florida mm-hmm. clubs to get my shit straight.
Yeah.
And so I always think, hey, I miss you guys. You know, I what the fuck?
Yeah, it's a home club, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, but I was just in Sanford this past weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Otter's there.
Yeah.
it's a fun time.
It's interesting. I think it's a town full of, like, swingers and...
Yeah, it's weird. Swamp people. You got a mix there. You got
swamp people.
Yeah, there's a lot of swamp people. There's a lot of culture.
That's a good way of saying it. They got culture.
It's like a place you stop to go to the bathroom on the way to somewhere else. That's what it kind of sounds like.
No, it's actually that downtown's nice, but okay. You know.
But the people, it's like it's just weird. But it was fun, and it's good to be back. You know. The last time you were actually on a show, but you called in.
Yeah, that was a while back.
That was a while back. And I called that one of my, I'm going to try to put together a nice little week of shows and I'm on vacation. I'm going to call it the Burning Bridge Week.
Oh, was that when I talked about
yeah.
the Groucho's thing?
Yeah.
Oh, did you burn a bridge with Groucho's?
Well, no, I did.
No, I did too, I think.
Oh, that's right. We did. We talked
yeah,
about
I kind of jumped in on it.
Well, in that case, we can talk about the irony of it being called Groucho's.
Well... You know, it was fun, and you know what? Listen, here's the thing about comedy. I don't know about you. I'm the kind of guy. I'm going to say what you know. It's on my mind. Mm-hmm. Do you hold back?
No,
no,
I don't.
You don't hold back, right?
No, I don't. You mean on stage or to the?
No, forget on stage. Hopefully we let it all out. But I mean, like when it comes to relations in comedy.
Yeah, that's probably part of my downfall. I just say what's on my mind.
I share that, and you know, recently, you know, we have a. There's another club. I don't even know if we're even. It's been so. You don't have
we
to.
We put out the olive branch. We
yeah,
asked.
We
wanted to do it on air.
Yeah, we did.
Much
and,
to my chagrin, he did not respond.
No one answered. And I, you know, I guess I'm a toxic guy. I'm a toxic guy.
Right, and I'm going nowhere.
Well, every time I walk, like the ground sizzles.
Right.
It's like I'm a walking glass of
You're
acid.
You're toxic, but I'm just hoping, you know, just to earn the respect one day to get booked. You know.
Yeah.
At that theater.
It's,
don't worry.
I mean, it's every. I mean, yeah, it's a whole other ball of wax.
You know. Well, here's
not your circus, not your monkey.
Here with me, it. You know, here's a guy that just.
Now, what the hell are you guys are talking?
Well, right. here's a guy that never liked me. He's always been an asshole to me. Like, give me an example. If someone's an asshole to me and treats me like shit,
right?
I don't care who the hell they are. I just can't bow down and kiss ass and be, you know what I mean?
That's anywhere in life, though, right?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. There are people that are like, okay.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? They overlook. They have a way of overlooking that. You know what I mean? They have a way of like, he's just being a dick, and then you're like, I just sometimes can't. That's why it's sometimes in comedy. I mean, thank God, there's only been two or three, let's say, comedy boogers or people in comedy that things didn't go well and everybody spoke out. And it's like this North Korea thing right now.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's like, we're all going to die. I'm like, it's fucking North Korea, you fucking douche.
I'm actually shocked every time I turn it on. They're like, do we still hide under desks? Dude, what do we do? I'm like, you seriously think they're going to launch a missile, you fucking morons?
I mean, do you think, and if they do,
come on,
even if they launch like 50 or 60, you know, this is like that missile games. Remember Atari game?
Yes.
Well, I just picked that
war
shit up.
Games. I'm ready.
Are you?
Yeah. You know, if they decide to make a move, I trust full-heartedly in our crazy ass president to make the right decision.
It's not going to happen.
I think it's good, actually. Like, I don't love Trump, but at least now, like, everybody else has crazy leaders, so maybe we should too.
But Facebook people get nuts. They're like, in this apocalyptic times, we have to make decisions. Yeah. I'm like, are you fucking kidding? These are the same people watching Kardashian every week, right. And you're fucking worried about North Korea. Please.
I almost feel like even sometimes, like, speaking out of your political, your ideological beliefs, that sometimes it may affect it. I'm just wondering if I didn't get to a certain festival because I've been, you know, because that many of the people are very liberal in that festival. And I thought, I wonder if that, you know, I mean, God knows there's going to be a number of things, but you never know. They might be looking at the list of people that are going to go into the festival and go, you remember that guy? I think he likes Trump. Fuck him.
Well, that's possible. I think with any, even in when I lived in Hollywood, there was a very... It was 2001, and people would tell me some of my jokes are off color, and I was talking about my family,
right.
And they'd be like, you can't say that, you can't say this. I'm like, what do you mean? It's my life.
Right. How could you not?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting you should say that, because, I just came up with some new jokes, and it's about my life. And somebody, one of my comedy mentors says, let's dig into some of the that's about, like, I don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I was writing this joke that was, I don't have kids, but I had parents. You know,
right.
Like sometimes you worry about your kids sneaking out. You know, I worry about my parents sneaking out.
Yeah.
Fucking nursing home.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, and she, you know, but, you know, and, but one of the things was my father had Parkinson's.
Oh.
Oh, that's a horrible way to go.
And my mother had Alzheimer's. You know, so my joke was, it's only, you know, for me, it's only a matter of time before I forget when I started shaking.
Yeah, that's the truth. Your wife is really going to be fucked. I hope you have a home health care plan, Dougie, with all that financial planning that you do and all the insurance. I hope you got long-term care.
You're going to be spilling shit you're pouring and forget what it is.
I remember, but the thing that made me think about it, like, I'm still trying to develop a comfort of telling that joke because some people are going to get uptight, you know, somebody. But I'm trying to set it up properly, like, and the way I want to tell it, the reason I want to tell it, I got my humor from my father. My father was always like, your pops, like, you know, my dad, I was always in Spain, we say simpático, like very, like, always making fun of stuff, right? So that's when, when my dad, the minute I realized he was a little more comfortable with his Parkinson's, I looked at him, if that's possible. You know, he feels just proud man. You know what I mean?
And what are the signs when someone's really comfortable
with
their Parkinson's?
You know, Dad, you really look good in that three-piece suit in the Parkinson's today.
And the
shakes. You're looking sharp.
I like the way you shook right into that. That looked confident.
I like the way your cigarette hit your eye and then went to your mouth.
There was extreme confidence in the way you did that. But you just shoveled yourself right off the toilet like that.
Now
you're
making me cry. Stop it. But, you know, I mean, when he was a proud guy. He was very embarrassed by it. So one day, I go, what are you drinking there, Dad? And he's sitting there shaking. It was a milkshake. And, you know, and it was
That's ironic.
Yeah, so he was like, you know what I mean? Kind of like, I don't know if you accept it, but, you know, you got to somehow, like, deal with it, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Jen has, people know you have breast cancer, right? I mean, my sister just passed from breast cancer, and we would joke because she lost her hair, and she'd be like, people don't think I'm sick because I don't look sick because she looked good in her wig.
Right.
And I said, well, then fucking rip that thing off one day at the thing and say, how do I look now? And she started cracking up. She goes, I want to try that.
Right, right.
But it helped us joke about it, and I had someone actually say something to me on Facebook a little while ago about joking about Alzheimer's. My dad goes, I took the Alzheimer's test. I go, you did? Because my mother and I, when my mom was alive, we were trying to get him to do the test because we thought he was forgetful.
Right.
He goes, he just went to the doctor. I said, when did you do that? He goes, just today. Picks up his Inquirer. He goes, there was a test in the Inquirer. Passed it.
Yeah, I did great.
So I wrote that online. And some lady goes, my father died of Alzheimer's, and it's a very sensitive subject. And I said, well, in my family, we joke about things.
Well, first of all, I don't think you could die from Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Well, you think eventually it deteriorates.
Yeah. Right. I mean, like Parkinson's, it can't, but like my dad was almost at the point where it was hard to breathe.
Right.
You know, and stuff like
your
that.
Your function shut.
Yeah. Things like that. It gets to a real critical level. But you're right. It has to be about humor. So, you know, so like you got
to
find humor in it.
You
so
have
I mean,
to.
That's why, and that's why I'm trying to. I don't know that comfort of that joke to me, but I think that's going to be great humor because A, like you said, it's my life.
It's your life.
It's things that
why
you know
can't
what I mean?
You talk about.
Well, yeah. I think I would like to see audiences get back to like I feel like we all got along better and we enjoyed each other more when we laughed at these things. Yeah. I'd like for eventually for the millennials to you know. Die. No, I'm kidding. I love them.
Wow.
Like, I've loved a lot of them. And,
no, let's not get, you know, you got photos or something? A video?
But I would like, you know, I think it would be nice if all the audiences could not be so sensitive and, like, just get back to laughing. Like,
as
it was a
they
lot
live
fun.
More.
Yeah, like, it's will. Funny. It's how we deal with things.
Yeah, they'll learn they got to stick up their ass.
Yeah.
They're like, when I was in college, I was very righteous. You know, I was like in my early 20s. I have a degree. Mm-hmm. I was actually making good money as a stockbroker. You know, so right. I was like, oh, I'm a fucking cheat. Like, you know what
you
I mean?
Knew
I was,
it all.
No one could tell me shit. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And that's when my father actually told me one day, he says, you know, let me ask you something. If you die, how many people are going to show up? And then if they do, what are they going to say about you?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well,
that's
was
very true.
I changed. Like, literally, I ended up going nuts. I ended up getting into LifeSpring, which is like this SST thing and fucking reflecting on myself and, you know. But listen, you got to know oneself is to know God. That's just an old expression. Mm-hmm. I think it's old. I think it has to do with God.
Right. Well, God is old.
Right. I think it is. I think I don't know what came first, God or stupid sayings. one of those two. But, you know, listen, I don't know. But you're right. Here's my concern. This is why I voted for Trump, and I don't give a fuck if you don't like that. The reason I did is because I'm tired. People need a thicker skin. I'm tired of people telling me how I have to act so I can be more understand the plights of other people. Fuck that. I got my own shit to deal with. I can't walk through life on thin ice and worrying about it. You know, why don't those people get a thick skin?
Right.
You know, that's what I'm sick and tired of.
Demanding respect with anger and volatility. That doesn't add up.
Just fucking calm down, Jen.
Listen here, Dean Napolitano.
No, but you're right. I mean... They don't. They don't have thick skin. They're.
No.
Or you know what I always like. I always say like I'm not like I wish I don't think I'm wealthy enough to be a liberal. Like I don't still think I'm rich enough to be a Democrat. But
I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, think about it.
Right.
Same way, like it's almost like maybe they're too privileged to laugh because they haven't had to deal with anything where I gotta laugh. Like maybe they're just so privileged. Hey, Bill Alcock.
What's up from Winter Circle?
Hey,
what's up, buddy?
Bill. Pauly Shore's on next. Hang on.
No, but what does it mean? Actually, yeah.
Boy, you talk about bad relations.
You got a cup I can pee in? All right, go ahead. Sorry.
But I'm saying, like, when I say I'm not rich enough to be a Democrat is because sometimes I see these people who are so liberal, like celebrity. Like, Hollywood is, like, they're so detached from what it's like to live in certain standards that it's like, yeah, of course, I love to help everybody when I got a fucking, look at you. You should see Dino Cassino when he's got some fucking money
that's
in his
a good
pocket.
Name,
hey, I'm going to pay. Hey,
that's
everybody.
My fucking brother's nicknamed me that because I'm not good in casinos when I have money. But it's like if I win, I start handing money
right,
out because that's who I am. But I don't have a lot of money. But I still, I mean, I don't.
That's Hollywood.
Don't,
that's Hollywood going. We got so much money. We're liberals. But.
You remind me of my brother. He's like that. He just gives shit away to people. Then
Pauly
Shore.
What did he say? Fuck Pauly Shore.
Yeah. There was an incident there. We gotta have him calling about that.
We gotta have you call in sometime with that one.
Man. Yeah, man. I mean, the whole thing about it, it's like, again, narrowing it down to this. I'll say shit. I don't talk shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to say something, say it to somebody's face.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is. And, I, you know, it's not like, oh, someone's going, you know, fuck that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
But look,
go ahead.
Wait a minute. What's this hun thing?
I don't know.
Is this out?
I call everybody baby.
All right. Now, hold on a sec. This may be a news release.
No,
here.
It's not a
okay.
Louis C.K. said that on the thing where you know, I mean, we all talk about it. I mean, Louis C.K. hits on every topic, so they're all his. But anyway, the point is.
Yeah, I know. That's my joke.
Is, no, it's, yeah. he had said, you know, people can hit you on online. It doesn't hurt. And oh, that feels good. But, you know, say it to my face.
Right.
Say, you know, I've always believed in, like, even if you break up with somebody or you do whatever, you don't do it on a text. I don't give a shit even if it's okay now to do it. Have some balls. You know, give them the chance to shoot you or stab you on the breakup. That's their right.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think there's a lot. Listen, because of social media, there's a generation of people that don't know. Like, you know, one of my new bits is about the bitch slap. I love the bitch slap. And I think that's what North Korea needs is a fucking bitch slap.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, I've been in many confrontations, unfortunately, because I was in some business where I would do that kind of stuff.
There's black belts, by the way. If anybody can't see, there's black belts.
But I used to do security work and protection. So, you know, a bitch slap is great because it's basically like a warning shot, but you don't miss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's open handed, and you do it at a certain type of fire and fury.
Right.
You do it with a certain fire and fury.
Someone's peeing in a glass at the back of your bar. Yep. Bitch slap them. They don't have to pee in a glass.
Yeah, that's a good time to get a bitch slap.
I've managed to get to, you know, I found myself gotten to a really good place where I'm able to, like, not like somebody and be happy to them. Like, I can sit on social media and be like, oh, that, I can't stand that fuck. Oh, but he's got that going. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Really? Like, yeah, that's an interesting.
It's a weird, like, duality that I've been in, or it's just, like, peace, like, where I can be like, you know, I don't want to use that name again, but like I can look at somebody and be like, I don't really like that guy, but then I see something good happen for them with comedy. I'm like, oh, that's good for them. That's great.
All right. Yeah. Well, I agree with that, but I just don't rather not see them. I mean, once I'm at the point where I just like there's a particular person. We have a mutual friend, and they're like, I wish you guys were friends. I'm like, we're just not gonna be because we tried it. It's like, you know, oh well this person thinks that. I go, it's funny because this person says they don't think you don't trust them. I don't like them.
Right.
They fucked up too many times. That's what trust is. You know, trust is when you trust people because A, they stand up to what they're supposed to be doing. You know, they have a character. They have certain things you can count on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what you trust people because you don't expect them to act like a fucking loon.
Right.
You know, or do something completely like all right, let's say somebody says a bad name. Hey, you know what? You whatever, and you're a little offended. Then you take a hatchet to the fucking head. That's a little excessive
response. Yeah.
Right. And there's some people that are like that. And the worst thing is when you have people that, I don't know whether it's drugs or something, but they have voices in their head and they have presumptions. They think things like, oh, I don't think this, and then you're like,
they play out scenarios like 10 to the tenfold.
Right. And you have no idea this is going on in the people's head. And then they got this imaginary thing going on, and all of a sudden they act like a certain way to
you. Are you talking about me right now?
No. Oh. Yeah, you remember that
fucking was that hit dog house?
Who told you that? Did you talk to them before this?
But that's why they say perception is reality.
Right.
Because whatever the fuck is going on, I curse a lot. I don't know why I'm cursing.
What's up with you?
Sorry, audiences. Sorry to Peter Kramer's kids.
I know, right? The kids. I can't wait to see those kids in school.
Like, yeah, but Jen Hellman curses. But whatever craziness is going on in their head, that's what they're, you know, that's the filter that they're hearing what you're saying.
And that's where, give me an example. That is something where I can't deal with it anymore. Like, I'll give you an example. My brother, one of my brothers. There's been so much shit that's happened that the only way that I can tolerate it, the only way I can even cope is by not dealing with it, right? Because
how many siblings do you have?
I had three older brothers now, too. And one's gone.
Because you killed
the one you didn't like.
Yeah, he fucked up too much.
Yeah, it's tough when you don't, I mean, when there's so much shit and you can't get past it, sometimes you're better off just letting it go and just say hi when you see him.
Well, did you ever, Dean's one of eight, right?
Yeah,
you're one of eight?
Seven older, yeah.
You have seven. Did you ever go
without? You're the youngest
without,
of eight?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That,
yeah,
it's hard
I
to
had.
Keep the peace in that kind of house.
Yeah. Right? Now, let me ask you a question. Like a typical nowadays, I'm always amazed when you meet people and everybody in the fucking family gets along.
Right. That's what I was about to ask. Did you ever go like a long time without talking to one of your siblings?
My sister recently, the one that had just passed, her and my one brother, they fought a lot.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to get them to come together because everybody, and I say this, everybody remembers their childhood differently, but some of them remember it very differently and they insert themselves in stories that never happened or make up shit that never happened. And they're just mad that they weren't either loved by the parents as much as the youngest one who's the favorite that everybody knows, which is me.
Yeah, right.
But it's because I'm not a dick. I treated my parents with respect. I didn't fuck up and do things.
Now, let me ask you a question. Part of me, when I had three older brothers, I'd always fucked up.
Yeah.
So, like, by the time I went to high school, I was like, I'm not going to be them.
That's exactly
right. You know, I mean, I had to, like, I was like, yeah. I'm not going to be another one.
When you get to watch their journey, you don't make a lot of the same mistakes.
That's right.
So, I mean,
and I give credit.
Not because I'm better. I just said, that's fucked up.
I remember when I was in college, I was in my third year of college, and we were all together with my parents and stuff. And one of my brothers says, he's just lucky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he wanted to take credit. Like, well, you saw me fuck up all the time, so you learned. I'm like, well, thanks.
Yeah. Right.
You know, thanks so much.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, that's what got me. I had three older brothers. My one brother was just so, like, up to mischief all the time. That was a great distraction from, you know, my heavy drug use.
Yeah. So yeah, see, I didn't get high.
So they never noticed the coke under my nose.
Right.
They never noticed donuts again.
Yeah, the whipped cream never worked.
She really likes those powdered donuts.
She's so thin. What's going on?
Right.
She must have like a high metabolism.
Right.
I would always laugh. Like, I'd be at home. My parents would be on the couch watching. One of my brothers would walk in. Kind of fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and to go right to the fridge. And I always thought that was a bad move. Like, if I came home fucked up, you know what I mean? I would just go in my room, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, my dad get out of the recliner, you know, sit up and go into the kitchen, take a look, you know, turn the recliner sound effect.
Yep. He's a heavy man, your father.
Yeah, he was a big guy. And he turns the kitchen light on.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, no. And then, you know, you look at my, what's up with your eyes?
Yeah.
My brother, what do you mean my eyes? And then it would lose, especially my one brother, because he was an idiot. It's like, why do you always got to fucking bug me about my eyes? Oh, there you go.
Yeah, what? Then you're guilty.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just fucking calm down. Stop eating all the Reese's. Now you look like
I got
much.
Lucky, actually, because fortunately, the first time that my mother ever found my marijuana paraphernalia, she also found some very dark poems that I was writing about myself. So that saved me. She was
She wanted to have a sit down
distraction.
With you.
So kids, listen, when you get to smoking pot and you're hiding your paraphernalia in the house, make sure you leave some death notes with it.
Yeah, draw pictures with like red slashes through people's heads.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Blood. Just put a lot of blood.
It could be bad artwork, whatever. You know, something dark, really dark, though. But it's got to be disturbing.
Yeah. It's funny. There was you talk about going back with the parents. Like, I never smoked. I didn't smoke pot. I mean, I drank. I was in high school. But I never smoked pot until I got accepted into college. It was like my year and a half, like the last month and a half of high school. So I was like, that's it. So I started getting high and had DCT, getting out, went to Publix, high, bag groceries and shit, high as shit. And that was the thing. So I was cool. So I was never a bad kid. You know what I mean? But there was one time my wife and I kind of split up for a little bit.
Yeah.
And which actually worked out, because I ended up, this is after my brother died. And then my father passed like 4 months after that.
Yeah.
So I got to spend time at the house. So, so here's the funny part, though. I'm in this room. I'm in a condo I bought them, you know, staying there for a while. And I had weed. You know, so my mother would like grab my weed, and I feel like I'm in high school. She's like, come up to me, like, what is this? It's a pipe. I go, it's a fucking pipe, Ma. Yeah.
You know? And you're an adult.
It's a pop pipe, you know? And then she's like, what? You can't be smoking. I said, here, Mom, give me. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put a bowl in. You know, I'm 30 something years old.
I'm telling
you know, I own two homes. I bought this fucking place.
The stigma on it for that generation, though, is like, you know.
I'm like, Mom, you know, it's not heroin. It's not like you found like a bungee cord and a needle and a spoon.
Right, exactly.
That would have been cool.
That would have been, you know.
What are you doing? What is that, Dougie?
You know, I got to say, and like you had kids, but my parents did a great job at like giving us enough rope to let us kind of like experience things, but like not enough to like hang ourselves. So, you know, we smoked weed, but we never, you know, smoked crack.
Right.
It was like, I don't know how you do that. I don't know.
Just enough for erotic asphyxiation.
Right.
But then that's,
you know, but I know where, you know, I know when to come down.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Now, do people don't trust their kids nowadays? You know
well,
I mean?
They don't. Well, the thing is, and that's our own fault in society, because having kids, you have kids, right? I mean, it's like...
I don't have kids.
Well, your wife has kids, right?
Well, daughter, yeah. Stepdaughter, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, you see them grow up. Right. I was just in New York, and there was a Mr. Softy, which is soft serve ice cream. We were talking about this shit. I go to get a soft serve ice cream. My buddy goes, I'll buy. So I go, hey, remember that fucking truck? They used to have a truck that went around the neighborhood that was called the country store, that you actually got in the back of the van with steps.
Really?
And they sold cigarettes and eggs, and they sold candy and all the old school candy.
I used to get exactly like into the truck.
You got into the truck with the engine running.
So let's get this straight.
Your parents weren't around.
You got in a van with a stranger.
Swear to God.
That had candy.
The country store on Long Island, New York. They had a bunch of them.
That's great.
And then... We weren't fucking. We weren't worried, but now it's like.
Well, when those buses shut down, they all became Boy Scout troop leaders.
Well, you get one hand job to an ice cream guy, and you're labeled.
So what? You get the chocolate eclair. Who doesn't love a chocolate eclair?
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Remember those snakes that you light on fire? Cost.
Remember those things?
Yeah.
What's it worth?
Now think about it. When the ice cream truck came. What was your ice cream that you chose?
Well, shit, we had to get the cheapest one usually because my mom had so many kids. It was like Italian ice. Shit. We got Italian ice.
Yeah.
Or a push-up pop, circus pop.
Oh, wait, the rainbow, because there was the mermaid, rocket, there was the red, right, white, and blue.
We're right. talking about ice cream shop, right?
What are you guys talking about?
What the?
We're talking about candy.
And then there was the creamsicle push-up.
Right. Again.
Orange.
Yes. Well, there was this the circus one, too, that you got to the end that had a little character under it. And if you got the ringleader, you got a free pop.
Wasn't the end there was like bubble gum at the end of those things or something?
Well, yeah, that's what I was in. There was one that had a chocolate bar inside. It was vanilla
ice
cream.
That was a good one, yeah, yeah.
With the chocolate shell and then had the chocolate bar. But, of course, my favorite was Fun Dip.
Yeah, Fun Dip was
good. Oh, you mean the stick with the different, like the watermelon,
yeah,
the green apple?
Dip.
Four
I
different
used to love
flavors.
Fun Dip.
I'd eat that shit like, an Asian kid eating a bowl of rice with a
pretty sure that's how I got breast cancer.
It's
Fun
Dip. Do you think? I remember that, right? They had the cherry, they had the grape,
and the
then the lime, right? The apple.
Green apple.
And then you would take that little stick that you could lick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you would dip it in. Now, let me ask you a question. What did you save for last? Did you have a method?
The stick.
I couldn't.
No,
do
no,
it.
No.
I
you
ate
the stick.
That stick right away.
No, no, no. I don't mean the
well,
stick.
Well, they give you two: one to eat and one to dip.
Well, when you, in other words, you got the grape, you got the cherry,
right.
And you got the apple.
Oh, which one did you eat last?
Yeah, like me, I would go to the apple.
Cherry.
I'd go to the apple first.
Yeah.
Just to get a little spot.
Yeah. Apple would end up in the.
And then I would try to find it out, but I usually I save cherry for last.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, listen, you gotta listen. That's structure.
Hell yeah!
Can you imagine if a kid? Oh, fuck it. Apple this time. Oh, fuck it. I'll just start with the cherry.
Well, that's what they would do now because they have ADD.
They don't know what they're doing.
Right. Yeah. They wouldn't even
kids
be
aren't
to,
focused.
Right.
They don't know how to eat Fun Dip today.
Right. No one knows how to eat Fun Dip. I think about some of that shit. Like my wife the other day, she broke out. Like, I'm happy. I lost some weight. I stopped drinking a lot.
I couldn't tell if it was the AC/DC shirt or.
Yeah, the AC/DC.
What, did you stop drinking? Alcohol?
Yeah, like alcohol and beer. I'll have wine every once in a while and I, you know.
Yeah.
But I just kind of like, even especially when I'm at a club.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, God almighty. It was like the thing, you know? And so I just stopped drinking. So we got on the scales at Publix. I was pretty happy. I'm like, I'm letting go lightly.
Those are accurate.
I got my hand on the rails, you know, like, you know, when you stand on, you know, I don't just jump on a fucking scale.
Yeah,
I don't
want
to break it. Yeah, I don't want it to, like, add an extra couple pounds because I, like, shocked it. You know, you jump
so
on.
So you eased into the weight?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I got on. I was holding on like I was on a ski lift.
You let yourself down little by little.
Yeah, let off. I had to take my hat off, my shit.
Your clothes,
my
your
fucking
shoes.
Sunglasses,
like
my
he's
keys.
On the, he's on the parallel bars at the Olympics.
He's ready for his dismount.
You're in your boxers at Publix, and then
I forgot what the hell I was saying.
You said she bring home some, or she did
something. Oh, yeah, but you know, like, oh, my God, like, the other night I was so happy. You talk about when you get old, you, like, usually get happy because your girl takes her clothes off.
Yeah,
and like, I got happy because she broke out, like, these chocolate wafer and peanut butter things, like the long Little Debbie sticks. They're, like, wafer with chocolate covering.
Oh, God, yes, Nutty Buddies.
I'm like, oh, I'm so in love.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, that's a good timing thing.
That is until you eat them again.
Oh, I haven't eaten one in like
it's
so long.
It's one of those things that, like, oh, remember those? And then you go
like
eat Whompers. It, and you're like, oh.
You eat a couple Whompers, and then you're done with that.
Whoppers.
Shit.
Oh, you can only have a couple of those.
Yeah,
then it becomes annoying.
Yeah,
right. It's like dating a pretty chick with no personality.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's what a Whopper is. That's what I call
that.
Whoppers now. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show where we're not eating any Whoppers.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, hey there. Hey, woo. And of course, our special co-host today, Jen Hillman.
Hey, guys.
And Nico.
Nico.
Who's sleeping on the job. There he is.
And
special guest, Dean Napolitano, who, by the way, these guys are going to be at Tavolino's tonight.
Yes.
Wise Guys Comedy Show, just $10, 8:15 showtime. Come out and buy me a glass of wine. Because that's what I'm drinking tonight. I'm drinking wine. White
wine's
wine.
Wine's good, man. White.
Yeah, white tonight. Just a little fresh. It's fucking hot as balls.
Yeah. Tavolino's is good, too. The food is good at Tavolino's.
Yeah, we're going to eat really nice. And anyway, we'll be back with a segment we call Straight from the Headlines right after this.
So hang in there, Susan Lewis Miller.
This is the Reverend Bob Levy, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. If you're not, you're probably sleeping, you lazy fucks.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Because that's what we do as comics. You don't do much. Do you do much topical humor?
I used to do a lot of topical humor, but and I'd write these great pieces, like 5-minute pieces, and then as soon as it's done, it's you
gone.
Throw it away. Yeah, so
I know.
I still write them. I still do it once.
I like to do it just as a like. Yeah. I used to. One of my timely pieces was back when Bruce became Caitlyn.
Yeah,
I'm like, you know, this is about a couple years ago. I'm like, oh, I'm sure you all heard the news about Bruce Jenner being found guilty of manslaughter.
Oh, that's a funny twist. Right? On it.
I like simple jokes, man.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I like shit like that, and I think it's just when you, I don't know. Unless, if I was working for, like, the Daily Show or Tonight Show, but I remember even on the Tonight Show when Jay Leno was done, he was still doing Clinton jokes, like,
yeah,
it was, you know, two presidents later. It's like, really?
You ever in a club and somebody, like, you headline all the time, so you ever have, like, an opening act do a joke, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, that reference needs to be updated big time.
Yeah. How do you feel, well, I want to say, but how do you feel about comics still doing airplane humor?
Like I don't understand it. Like any, you know.
I don't.
Just jokes
was it my joke? Because I have an airplane.
I know, and Mike Tatione has a great.
What have you heard, Dougie? It's the second time you fucking talking about me.
There's some people going, I think he's talking about me. I always think that's funny on Facebook when somebody posts something like in a cryptic type way,
yeah, like,
and all these people start thinking, is he talking about me?
Hey, was this meant for me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, little
just
dick.
Just assume that it
what?
Is.
Tiny balls. That was you.
Hey, here's a story. Wouldn't be bad if you're living in New York. 640,000 New York City warrants for unpaid summonses were just tossed in the trash today.
What?
Wait, 640,000.
Like
they don't have to deal with them.
Like you didn't
they
go. Don't. You didn't go for your traffic ticket or your parking ticket. You just kept not. You didn't show up, right?
And they just tossed it.
Done.
God, I need that.
That is that.
I need that so bad. You have no idea. Do you know why I have the worst driving record? And I owe. Not only for tickets. Tolls and parking tickets. I'm over $400 in debt right now.
How could you?
Yeah.
How could you not? You don't have SunPass?
On the way here, she just paid $15 to go three exits because she doesn't have SunPass. And
well, that was an accident.
And then she looked at the guy like, "Are you fucking serious?" And I'm like, "You don't have the ticket."
What do you mean?
Because I accidentally got on in an exit that was a SunPass only exit, and so when I got two exits down, he's like, $15.40. Well,
I said, you know. This is going to charge you the whole thing because they think you came from all the way up toward Orlando.
Oh, shit.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Because that's the kind of shit I lie about.
But I prepped her, and she was still pissed at the guy.
I was. I was pissed. $15.40.
Then she gives this one. Can I contest this? No.
I did because I'm Jewish.
Like it's the fucking court
but
of the law.
That, like, if any of you out there want to donate towards the $15.40 that I paid to get down here for being the jackass, I'll get a sun pass.
Just smile and wink at the camera. You'll get somebody to donate some. Hard up fuck.
What? I'll help you.
Says here that New York in a single morning, city courts Wednesday threw out 640,000 warrants for people who didn't show up in court to pay fines after being ticketed for minor offenses a year ago.
Damn.
I guess they just, New York said, crime does pay.
That's like Blockbuster. Like if you had the Blockbuster, I can't talk. If you had Blockbuster videos and then they went out of business, like.
You're good. You're good.
I have a couple Blockbuster videos.
You still got VCR?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything to watch them on, but.
It's like having
Movie Night's very difficult over there.
But I won.
We just put the video on top of the flat screen.
Right?
Maybe we could see through it. The move requested by prosecutors and hailed by the mayor. Marks a sweeping step in the city's official efforts to promote what they see as a more fair and workable approach. And probably people
the
parking.
Mayor.
Yeah. That fucking idiot. Bag. De Blasio.
He's a fucking idiot.
He is.
I don't care if you're a Democrat or not. He's an idiot.
Did you see? I watched a great video on Facebook a couple weeks ago where he was coming out of some this neighborhood and he was trying to help or make an appearance. And some lady goes, tell me. Why did you go to Germany and badmouth our country to a bunch of people protesting the police? You know, what's the matter with you? You know, make a point. Applause broke out among politicians, clergy members, and all of those deadbeats that couldn't fucking pay the ticket the other day. Hmm. Listen, I don't know. Listen, I guess it's like letting people free, you know, for a stupid drug charge is fine.
Let
them go.
Break.
Get them out.
Right? Let people catch a break. I'm all about
some
it.
Some tickets are bullshit, too.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just trying to get so.
I
like,
just
whatever.
Contested one.
I got
one.
No problem with them dumping those tickets.
I got a parking ticket. I finally am getting my shit together. I went. I got the Park Mobile app, so I can now pay
That's
through
perfect.
My phone. And I'm all excited, and I'm going to the beach, and I'm all excited because I got my Park Mobile app, and I'm all good to go. And then I get back to my car and I have a ticket. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And the ticket was because I was over two spots. I was straddled over two spots. Or however you want to say that.
All right, so.
But here is my point.
Tell me more.
When I got to my car.
Let's get back to the straddling.
When I got back to the car, there was a Ford F-150 parked in front of me, which means there was ample space. Right. Even though I parked over for
Are you trying to defend yourself for parking at two spots?
I am. So if the point of the ticket was to teach me not to take up two spots so another car can't park there, I shouldn't be ticketed because I walked away because there was ample room.
I don't think the cops are there to teach anybody anything.
No.
They just saw an infraction.
Right.
And they ticketed you. I have a buddy of mine that when he sees people like parked in two spots, he'll put it on Facebook and video.
But when you see that you get out of your car and you're over the line, you don't hop back in and back it up?
I didn't notice that I was over the line, Judge.
Yeah. Just saying when they look at your contesting, they're going to be like, because I know when I park, I'm very meticulous about it. I'm like, I got to back up.
Let me ask you a question.
And I straddle it and I look at it.
There you go. It's almost like if you're in a chair. Right, and you want to scoot back.
Right,
you don't just scoot back.
No, you look and see.
You got to figure out where the fuck you are. You know, if you're not between the lines, like, are you the kid in school when you colored? You said, "Fuck it, I'm staying outside the lines."
I've always colored out of the lines.
Yeah,
yeah,
that makes sense.
That's how you live a good life. You color out of the line. I saw that shit on Facebook. Right? Don't they have something? Yeah, color out of the lines.
Sure.
Dance in the woods naked. Whatever.
Well, you got to let loose every once in a while.
Sleep with a lot of people. Whatever.
Forget the Bible. Facebook tells you everything.
I know, right? Who needs, you know? Here's
one
a story.
One day he'll look back and remember the pain and think of me.
An attempt to cheat a drug test is thwarted by a loud pop. In Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, a prosecutor says a popping sound thwarted a Pennsylvania man's attempt to cheat on a court-ordered drug test. Monroe County District Attorney says the popping noise was from 21-year-old Daryl Anthony Kroger using safety scissors to cut open a condom he had filled with clean urine. Authorities say Kroger sneaked the urine-filled condom into the probation in his ass. No, I'm only kidding. Hey, why you want to hurry?
That's a talent.
Yeah, I think I'll leave it there.
Yeah.
In a probation office on July 31st, so he could submit the clean sample and pass a court-ordered drug test. Officials say they found the broken condom and scissors.
Scissors?
Why do you need to just get a fucking pin, you idiot?
I mean,
who goes in? Imagine.
How about you go to Spencer's and buy one of those things that you can just put someone else's pee in?
Listen, yeah. I'm gonna make it simple. You want to pass a drug test? Let's say you do it at 2 p.m. Get up at 8 and start drinking gallons of water.
Mm-hmm. Does that work?
Yeah, it works. You just kind of clean because they get that from your the shit in your stomach lining and everything, and it drips through. And if you clear all that out, it's going to take a little while before the THC to come through. So you just got to pee like clear. You got to that's it. Or go spend like $10 at a head shop and get that stuff.
Yeah, I did the juice before.
He walks in with scissors. The guy probably had a little glitter and some fucking some tape. I'm going to do a little art project while I piss.
Why don't they just like walk in there with like a clown and a fucking elephant and a monkey?
Pogo stick.
A machete. Why you got a machete? I got to cut a condom.
Listen, it's a tradition.
Make sure you give good crazy eyes.
I need all
too.
The help I can get for passing my drug test.
Twitch.
Officials say they found the broken condom in scissors after hearing a popping sound while he was supposed to be urinating in a sample
cup.
How does
it pop?
Well, he
pops? You actually hear a condom pop?
I have cut many condoms. And when I cut condoms off of people, they never pop.
Yeah, you wouldn't
they just bleed out.
You wouldn't be surprised by getting that call in 2 months if you heard a pop.
No shit.
Yeah.
Something to try later. I don't know. Maybe next week we'll do a test. I'll pee in a condom.
All right.
We'll tie it up.
We could just use water.
We could, but
I'm just saying.
What kind of CSI expert are you? What the fuck? My life is never
Dougie's,
in your hands.
It's his carpet.
I hope I'm never.
I know, right. Well, fuck, we ain't doing that in here.
I hope my fate never rides with you. Oh, well, we won't use a gun. We'll use a bat. But we'll fill it with water. We'll fill it with apple juice.
There you go,
apple juice. That way it spills.
And we'll get a gun, and we'll be Mr. Wizard up in this shit. We'll,
Mr. Science.
Gun, I meant to say a scissors.
When did the gun come
Wow, man. She really, that, you really would fuck up. You went into a drug test. I'm going to shoot the condom with my 9mm. I'm gonna pop this condom with clean urine.
You just killed the nurse.
Shot through the fucking wall.
Am I gonna be prosecuted?
Some guys put on an apron or
can't arrest me if I just fucking killed you.
Yeah. No, you passed your,
like
you,
a little gun humor.
You passed
on the
your
podcast.
Drug test, but we can't hire a felon.
Yeah.
Right.
Your piss was fine, but you just killed somebody. Speaking of, here's a story. Then you guys are gonna see the photo, obviously, because you're listening to everything. But former executive, an exec, right? You know what that means, big time. Former exec settles with matchmaking service over bad dates. Now here's a woman. Right? I wouldn't say she's bad looking or anything. Cute, yeah, no, nice.
Let me say, let the woman be the judge of the good-looking
woman. All
right,
I don't want to shut down the whole podcast. Fuck it up, my...
No, from this angle, right?
She's cute.
And she's an exec. She's got cash.
Was she on a date?
But she's just some picky bitch, you know? She wants to fucking find another guy, you know? Right, okay. But get this. Philadelphia, a retired corporate executive said in a lawsuit that she spent $150,000 on matchmaking services.
What?
I think for $10 you can get a dildo.
Wow, for $150,000, I'll date her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Set her up on a string of highly incompatible suitors, including men who were married, mentally unstable, or felons, and God forbid even an open mic comic.
Okay, well, what's she looking for? That's all men. Dougie.
Arlene Daggett, former president of U.S. Commerce of Westchester-based home shopping channel,
that
QVC.
Name is a comic's dream.
I know, fuck.
Wait, wasn't that Bud Paxton? What was she doing with Home Shopping Network?
Well, she was at the Westchester-based home shopping channel, QVC, settled the lawsuit against Corte Madera, California-based Keller International Hours after it was filed, the federal court, yada, yada. Fucking
thanks for the details.
Details. It was a court filing and shit.
She's a moron. We don't know what she got, though.
According to the lawsuit, the 62-year-old Daggett, who looks pretty good, by the way,
Dougie just had a stroke, but go ahead.
A divorced mother of four wanted someone to spend her retirement with, and she felt social dating sites didn't provide her with a degree of screening. Well, that's what you usually do when you date. That's the process of dating.
Yeah. Right.
You get to go out with somebody, you know what
you
I mean?
You see the screening.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You're the exec. You screen.
You know, how many suitors are we talking about here? Because like, sounds like she's the common denominator.
Well, she paid about $150,000 for CEO-level membership. They got to pay that much if you want to meet. That's like the millionaire date, whatever.
Right, right. Patty Steiger. Steiger? She's great.
Yeah.
But she's not a great... I don't see how she's a great matchmaker. But so, like, I wonder if they're setting her up. You know what the problem is? She's so powerful that she's going to need to find someone more powerful to, like, make her feel small. Hmm.
Her attorney described one match as an Australian entrepreneur who took Daggett on trips to Panama and Costa Rica. Well, that guy's just trying to get laid.
Right.
She said the man started a new trip around the world with his ex the same day she flew home from Panama.
So she's so horrible that he went back to his ex.
Well, no, these guys are... Listen, if I was an executive and I had billions of fucking dollars, you know what I mean? I'd have a girl every day. Fuck it. Deal with her, don't.
You would?
Fuck yeah.
Would you?
Hey, I'm just sitting over here.
Hey, don't get me involved.
God dang it. Don't put me into this.
God dang it.
Poor... Why is she dating so many guys anyway?
Yeah, what's up with her?
On that?
Go to a coffee shop. Meet somebody the normal way, crazy bitch.
Daggett also dated a senior executive of a Fortune 500 company for months, and he spent Thanksgiving and Christmas at her home, but he dropped their relationship without explanation. I'm sure it had to do something with anal.
I know what this is. This is a case of...
She's a pain in the ass. No one likes her. I don't know why these guys just stopped dating me.
What?
Stinky Peach.
Oh, yeah?
Stinky Something's not right.
In the immortal words of the late, great Otto and George,
very fast.
Stinky Pussy.
Stinky Peach.
She had a Stinky Pussy.
That's what I think.
I think that could be.
I think, yeah.
Could be. That's the only way you would leave a good-looking boy.
Why would you take her for Thanksgiving
and
Christmas?
Who's the girl from Desperate Housewives?
Well, you was hoping maybe the cranberry sauce would have.
Desperate Housewives?
The dark-haired girl. The pretty one.
Terry.
I always wonder. I'm like, what's just... How's she? She's always single.
Jennifer Aniston's another one.
Jennifer Aniston's. So, are you kidding? She's dating almost the hottest guy in entertainment.
And she's been through like 10 guys.
She has not. No, there is nothing wrong with Jennifer. I'm Team Jen Bajish.
She looks good.
She looks good.
Her
I'm
personality seems
to
like
she
could be a little bit like, you know,
that her Bajish smells.
Like, after a while, you're like, yeah, enough.
Come on. She was with Brad Pitt. Okay. Yeah, and he's regretting his mistake now.
Listen, good-looking women could get anybody. You could be. It's almost like being a comic with a you look funny hairdo and you wear fucking funny clothes.
You're gonna get laughs just going up.
You're gonna go up and get, but you're not gonna get rehired.
Right.
You know, oh, we'll hire the guy. He's a novelty act.
Well,
she's a novelty,
Justin Thoreau is pretty hot, and he rehired.
And they always say he's messing around on her and shit.
Yeah, he's banging everybody.
What, my dad said in the Inquirer, Neil Napolitano says that he's cheating on her all the time. Yeah. Well, and he even said there's got to be something wrong with that bitch because the guys don't stick with her.
There
they
you go.
Stick with her.
Yeah. No, she's gone through like a bunch.
Who hasn't? No.
John Mayer.
Yeah.
That was a brief
fucking
stint.
Fucking, who else?
Vince Vaughn.
He got married right after that. Yeah. Been with the girl ever since. Two
he said,
kids.
Fuck, you can't be that crazy.
Crazy.
Right off
it.
The bat.
I don't believe it.
Speaking of crazy.
Dang it, you don't want that Aniston pussy. It's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, she does smoke cigarettes. I think it's she smokes cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. That wouldn't be a deal breaker.
With her vagina?
I think this.
Maybe she has vaginal atrophy.
Now our feature act for the evening.
Maybe she has vaginal atrophy. That's a thing.
What is that?
Vaginal atrophy. It's a thing that can happen to women where they get atrophy of the vagina.
They don't feel anything?
It almost like gets like...
Is it like in Game of Thrones where it turns into stone?
Kind of.
Like it's all crusty and shit and looks
well,
like
not,
a...
I didn't say crusty, just atrophy. I think it just stiffens.
It's like, atrophy is like has to do with muscle. I didn't know that.
Well, there's a lot of muscles.
So it's like vaginal making love
atrophy.
To a sheet.
Honey,
it's,
grab the tenderizer.
I saw it in a magazine. They're women, and you can't, like, it's like you can't have sex.
All right, Facebook watchers are dropping off like flies. Stop talking about vaginal atrophy.
Why did you bring in that mallet to bed?
Vaginal, not vaginal. Vaginal.
Hey, I think my cock is suffering from...
China. Vaginal. China.
All right, here's... Talk about assholes. $1 million bill deposit attempt leads to Iowa man's drug arrest.
Wait, what?
In Sioux City, Iowa, authorities say a man who tried to deposit what he presented as a $1 million bill, unfortunately had a picture of Captain Crunch on it.
Come on.
Has been charged with drug possession in Iowa. A criminal complaint says Sioux City police officers were called to a Northwest Bank branch Thursday to talk to a man who tried to deposit a bill into his account. The officers asked 33-year-old Dennis Strickland whether he had any more of those bills and that a baggie fell out when he emptied his pocket. That's always great when you take drugs.
Yeah, a little regular.
It had a picture of Captain Crunch on it, for real?
No, that's just my... God. I like to embellish.
It's good.
The complaint says the bag contained methamphetamine.
Meth will do it to you.
U.S. Treasury Department says it never produced a million-dollar bill.
My question is, was the methamphetamine
Did they even
real?
Have to... the what?
Was the methamphetamine
of
real?
Of course it was.
Yeah, that was.
My question is, do you even have to come out as the Treasury Department and say we never produced a million-dollar bill?
Yeah. They had the head of the Treasury show up to this crack fiend. The camp. Yeah.
This is not real.
He
right.
He had like a loop and everything, yeah, a jeweler's
he's like,
loop.
Nope. It's a phony.
It's like you're at Pawn Stars. I don't know if this is a million dollar bill, and I got to call a buddy of mine.
Yeah, exactly. This is Harry from the museum, the guy with the beard. Yeah, I've seen four of these before, but nope, this one.
That could make for a fun night at the show.
How do you know it's fake? Well, first of all, it's purple. And there's a fucking Mickey Mouse symbol on the back. Yeah, that's it. You know, what are you going to do?
$1 million bill. Fucking Sioux City, Iowa. You been there?
Yeah. No, I've been to, I was Dubuque and Cedar Rapids,
yeah,
Iowa.
Yeah, I've been to those. Those are the metropolises. Sioux
yeah,
City.
Those are the Woo! Towns. Woo! Yeah, exactly. Driving through that place.
Oh,
God.
It's nice. My sister went to University of Iowa. Iowa City's nice. Yeah. I like Iowa, but when you're passing around $1 million bills, you lose some credibility.
Yeah. The guy was, can you imagine? Imagine somebody else told him it's okay. That's a
How
good
about
idea.
Filling out the deposit slip with all the zeros?
Wait, let's give it a shot.
Can I have an extra fucking piece of paper?
How does someone not video that right away?
Now, we don't know which guy is worse. This guy who tries to go to the bank and deposit $1 million bill, or this guy who actually burglarizes a home, takes a big shit and leaves it, doesn't flush.
Ah, love him.
Mm.
Now you got DNA. Accused burglar doesn't flush the toilet and leaves all that DNA for the police to check him out. It says here that in Ventura, California, a man accused of burglarizing a Southern California home took a bathroom break and left DNA evidence all over the toilet, or in the toilet, I should say. That's my George
Carlin
impression.
Well, wait a minute. Was it all over the toilet, or was it in
the
toilet?
Because
this will
miss.
Say a lot about his character.
The suspect did business and didn't flush it during the October break-in. City of Thousand Oaks and a Thousand Shits, said Detective Tim Lohman of Ventura County Sheriff's Office. That allowed investigators to collect evidence on the to conduct a DNA profile. It matched another profile in a national database.
No way. They caught him?
Yep.
No.
Tim, we got a case. Get in here now. We got a pile of shit. Get the best CSI guy on the job. It's a
Are those seeds that looks like seeds? It was a seed.
Apparently
he
was
corn.
At a seed. He was at a salad bar today.
Right.
Hi, I'm Detective Kaka Poo Poo.
Right.
I'm a specialist in DNA shit.
Yep, that looks like a goddamn salad bar.
Yeah, look at that. Let me, I guess
that's a lot of shrimp. Get over to the Head Lobster. I want to see all the tape from every Red Lobster in the 15-mile radius.
I'm glad he doesn't eat a lot of cheese. Andrew David Jensen was arrested on July 28th.
Did they do 28th? The waft to the test where they smell like garlic?
Yeah. Smell like shit. My favorite.
Yeah, it's shit, all right. Yeah.
Taste. What? Taste. Oh, it tastes like shit. Oh, good thing I didn't step in it.
I cannot believe they caught him.
Yeah. Lohman said it's the first DNA burglary match case he's known of fecal matter. So let that
can't
be
can't even rob a place and take a shit anymore. That's what this country's coming to.
Well, to that's what you don't probably have. He got scared. He got nervous. And then what are you going to do? You're going to, like, you know. That happens. Don't you ever watch CSI where people throw up next to the body?
Oh.
Because they got, like.
Oh, oh yeah. Did they kill him?
That's, yeah.
And it wasn't that way for
so
me.
So he probably. So he probably broke into the house, got nervous and shit. At least he used
imagine
the
guy had gloves on and shit, didn't want to leave fingerprints.
Shit in your toilet.
Oh my god, I shouldn't eat Taco Bell before I saw
this.
Rob
sounds like a case where they knew the person.
Yeah,
I'm not just gonna rob you. Yeah. I'm gonna shit in your toilet.
You, do you have like any, you don't mind shitting in people's house, other people's homes?
Oh my god, I don't. I don't like.
I had one time.
Well, I don't shit.
She shits through Nico.
Yeah.
I was at a client's house and I was interviewing them to do their financial planning. It was a few years ago, and I never want to take a dump in somebody's house, but it's like it got late. We went long and everything. I'm like, I gotta go, and I didn't want. It was like a 40 minute drive.
You're cramping with
you're trying to hold back. You got that bubble that's ready to explode in your midsection.
Going back up in.
Yeah, right. You're like,
I've heard about it.
And you think you're gonna shit, and all of a sudden. You know, like a little relief valve somewhere. You don't know where it went. You don't know where that relief valve was.
Where did it go? Right.
Right? You feel like you're going to explode. So I'm like, can I use your and I'm like, I go in there. And of course, it's like, oh, fuck. And it's right there in the hallway. embarrassing.
I just start playing iHeartRadio now.
Although, let me ask you while we're doing potty talk, because I was listening to Howard Stern. And he was very critical of Wendy Williams. He had Wendy Williams on, and he was very critical of Wendy Williams because Wendy Williams, she and her husband, she will talk to her husband while she's in the bathroom. Her husband's seen her take a deuce.
Right. Or drop a deuce. You don't take them.
Or drop a deuce. See, because I don't do that, so I don't know. So that's what it is. Drop a deuce. Does your wife take?
My wife gets mad when I walk in.
Does she drop a deuce in front of you?
Yeah, well, she doesn't do it when I wake up in the morning and, sit over my bed.
Right.
But she'll, if I walk in the bed, in the bathroom, because she'll, play Angry Birds when she's sitting there sometimes or do some shit. So it'll be a while. I walk in, and I'm like, all right,
Yeah.
And then I'm like, she's like, get out. I'm like, what do you mean get out? You're just sitting on the bowl. You're like, it stink. I'm like, yeah,
so
it
you
stinks.
Guys are kind of like, you're like in the middle.
Yeah, but she'll come in with me, and first she'll look at me with that look and turn the fan on.
Right, because remember, Indecent Proposal, remember in the movie Indecent Proposal, that's how they showed how close they were. I mean, that was their relationship. Remember, he was like, she was just sitting on the can, and he was getting ready in the bathroom.
Ugh.
It's
a decent proposal.
Hey, listen, it could
the
be
whole
a,
thing's a
that
farce.
Shows
it
how
could,
intimate
it
they are.
It could be a deal breaker. Yeah. Let me tell you, man. I was dating a girl one time when I was in college, and she was in my apartment. The first thing she took a shit, and wah! I mean, it was woof, like the whole house was engulfed in this smell.
Oh,
and I was
and
like,
you
what
were
the
like,
fuck?
It was a new date. Like you guys were newly dating.
It was college, so it's like
because if you're together for a while, it's gonna happen. Then you can be
no. This was just this. And this girl, we talk about hot. This girl was pretty, like a blonde. This blonde girl. And I'm like, she came out like, I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, what's fucking wrong? And she goes, what do you mean? And she got all good nervous. But I guess she had, what's that, colitis?
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm like, wow.
So she had a bag?
No.
That's a colostomy bag.
That's a colostomy. I don't know what colitis means. You just shit whenever you
have
loose.
It just means that it comes on, it's a disease where, when it comes on urgently. Like, after you eat, you usually have to go.
Yeah, and oof. This thing, I don't know if
and
this thing just went right out.
Yeah, whatever
like
she ate came right out.
And I swear to God, we went out that night. We went out, I know. We went out that night, and all I kept thinking was, that's it. This is our last date.
Really?
It's a deal breaker.
Doesn't it make you feel comfortable? I would think, once one of you, break that mold. I mean, I'm going to say you have to, shit in front of each other, isn't it comforting to be like, oh, babe, look.
She broke
here,
all trust.
I'm going to turn the TV on, and you can go in the other bathroom.
That shit was vile. It was just vile. You don't ever want to smell. You don't ever want to have your mate smell your shit. Then if my wife ever walks in, I flushed it. Yeah, I do that usually anywhere.
Oh wait, your shit smells?
Yeah, it does. Weird. Sometimes, if I don't drink wine.
So what else we got going on?
All right, here's a story. Now, this is interesting. Why don't we go from potty joke to this joke? I read this story, and this guy looks like actually one of our favorite comedians, Eric Myers, with a goatee. Gilroy, New Jersey, cops interrupted a naked man interstate pleasure session. A nude man walking along an interstate in New Jersey was using a sex toy on himself when his public pleasure session was interrupted by police. Those cock blockers. Officers responding to a report of a naked man walking along a tree line on Route 287 discovered Stephen Kurowak, 39, in the altogether near mile marker, blah, 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 whatever, and somewhere in fucking New York City. When Kukulowski, who lives in upstate New York, was approached by two patrolmen, he stood up and pulled an object out of his rectum.
Oh.
He then tossed
wasn't
a sex
even a
you were, light. You were was, still saying, figuring out sex toy
I was
guy.
Thinking, was it a dude sex toy? Like the like flashlight one?
Yeah, like
it,
you're sitting there walking with a flashlight? No, that's amazing right to me that he was walking while he was shoving it up his ass.
Jen doesn't know what that is.
I haven't seen that one.
Fleshlight?
Seen the butterfly, the rabbit, the bullet.
Oh, that's a girl thing.
Right. I guess why would I have seen
guy,
that?
A fleshlight's the only thing a guy, it's the only real thing. It's basically like a pocket pussy. It's the same thing. It looks like a pussy, like a flashlight made into a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you both have one.
No, I've never.
Rumor starter.
I never had one.
Can't.
They're the worst.
Shit's found when you die. Can't have it.
Oh, my God. I'm talking to my oldest brother one time.
To throw it out after one use.
He got really fucked up and hanging out with this crackheaded guy. My mom and dad's house, and this one crackhead ended up stealing my mom's jewelry.
Oh.
So, yeah, we get there. The cop. I ended up. This guy tried to get out of the house, and I just fucking grabbed the guy. The cops almost tried to get me for false imprisonment and shit like that.
Really?
Yeah, I fucking choked this guy till it turned purple. But then they're looking through the stuff, and they're going through my brother's closet, and they found a fleshlight.
Oh.
I felt, it's like, that's why you don't want to have a fleshlight.
You don't want that.
The cop.
Because then they're like, whoa, what's this drug?
It felt bad. The cop who grabbed it was like, oh.
That's awful.
Yeah, you got a glove there, buddy?
Yeah.
And he was in public, this guy, right? He was just in public, just taking.
He was actually pleasuring himself in the view of passing auto.
But he was pleasuring himself anally, right? He pulled something out of his ass.
Yeah, he was pleasuring himself in view of passing autos.
To picture this.
Was in possession of a digital camera. He told the police that he liked getting naked, and his intention was to film himself. Prior to his collar, Kurowski had been in a nearby county park, apparently with his clothes on. He was charged with lewdness.
That's it, huh?
Yep, that's it.
And he didn't get sodomy for sodomizing himself.
Well, he didn't throw away the dildo. He just threw it over his shoulder, so he could have gotten charged for littering. But that was for another day. Damn. That's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
It's a solid closer.
That's it, right? A guy who got caught shoving a dildo up his ass on the highway. But think about
What's
that. Here's
wrong
a,
with
I mean, what are you going to do today? Oh, I'm going to go to the library, read a book. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go see a movie. What are you going to do? Oh, I think I'll go walk down the interstate on the tree line and shove a dildo up my ass.
But I'm going to stop at the park first.
Right.
Get a little inspiration.
And get some pictures of the kids.
Maybe go on a seesaw. Anyway, that's all we have time for today. We're going to thank my co-host today, Jen Hillman.
Thanks, guys.
And our special guest, Dean Napolitano.
Thank you.
Who will be our headliner tonight at Tavolino's. Jen will be our feature. Great show tonight, 8:15. You guys should go out there. Don't forget to follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Jen, where can we find you?
Oh, where can we find me other than tonight at Tavolino's? Tomorrow night, Let Us Laugh continues at Boca Raton's Farmer's Table. Beautiful venue. Dean's going to be headlining there as well. We're going to have a good time. And then let's stick with that. The second and fourth Thursday every month, we're at Farmer's Table
in
Boca.
That's it.
Dean?
I'm there tomorrow, and then Saturday I'm in Fort Pierce at the Black
Sunrise
Box Theater.
Sunrise
Theater.
Great room.
And then on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram, you can check out Pop Shots. It's my favorite one. It's my dad and all the crazy shit he
does. Good stuff. Very funny. Other than that, guys, go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. It's going to be at Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids. I'm going to be headlining Kazi's and Alexandria, Virginia. We've got a great time. Go there. Got work going up. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll be back next week right here at the same spot.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one.
setting fire to the sky as they land in. Carry to the world, children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. To the door, to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, we